Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galati along with Thomas Frank Carr. T. Frank, we got our final regular season game in the snow. It ends up being a loss at Michigan State. A lot of questions came out of this game, and as always, we're looking to you for answers. So you ready to be the answer man?
I am, and to start off with, I just want to say snow games are fun. And before we get into all the things that are going to make Penn State fans angry, I just want to say I enjoy watching snow games. So that one for me, that was fun. That was a fun game to end the season with. Obviously, the loss for Penn State football fans is going to make them angry and skip that fact. But I just wanted to appreciate the aesthetics of playing Michigan State in the snow.
I'm with you typically. It's a fun game when you have one of those snow games. It was particularly interesting to me with Penn State wearing essentially their snow white uniforms.
Right. It did make some of my film evaluations hard to see anybody.
Well, that's why I wondered at some point, might Michigan State miss seeing a Penn State player at some point because of that, being in the snow and camouflage because of it. Now, the downside to it is the snow game is fun until your team loses, because then it becomes, would they have lost if there weren't snow? So that's the mixed emotion I have. But let's get into some of the other things that I'm hearing from a lot of different fans after this game, T. Frank. First and foremost, Penn State is playing perhaps the worst team in college football versus the pass. Yeah. Why didn't Penn State exploit that more?
Oh, boy. So I have my own opinion of how the conditions were in the second half, and both teams were conservative with the football. I feel like people take umbrage with the fact that Penn State didn't throw the ball in the second half, and I think there is some merit to that, especially on key downs. Third downs, when they needed conversions, they went to Kevon Lee in the running game, which was inconsistent all season long, but in that particular game, in those situations, Michigan State was keying on that, and they were able to get penetration. And my analysis coming out of this game is if you can make the other team cut, if you force the action, you've won the rep. And in those situations, Michigan State on offense threw the ball and forced Penn State to cover players in space, which is virtually impossible. And then on the other side, Penn State was running into a group of five people. And it's easier to corral somebody in the snow when you have that. So it's the third down conversions, but both teams were running to nowhere on a number of plays. Michigan State was very bad on first down when they would just run the ball into the middle of their offensive line. The difference was when Kenneth Walker broke free for issues, whether it was gap contain or missed assignments or people just slipping, he got 98 yards. Michigan State got 98 or 99 yards on five carries. Penn State, on their big runs, they got 6 and 7 and then broke one for 40, I think it was, and then another one for 15. So they just didn't get as many of those big runs, but both teams were sort of playing that way in the second half. It also is exacerbated by the fact that you convert a 4th and 15 for a touchdown, and Penn State can't do anything like that on offense, and it makes it look worse. I just don't know that in those conditions you can really say you should have thrown the ball more. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm trying to grade everybody on the same level, and both teams were playing the same way. Michigan State just had the ball longer. They had more plays and more snaps. Of Penn State's 60 plays, 13 came when they were 10 points down in the fourth quarter. Michigan State had a drive that was 9 minutes long in the third and then into the fourth quarter. So the Penn State defense didn't give the Penn State offense a chance to throw the ball all that much comparatively. And that's all part of the narrative as well. So I think it's a very mixed bag. It's not as simple as throw the football because of all of those factors in the game.
How much was there the factor that, and the announcers talked about this, and you could see it watching the game, that often Michigan State would only have six in the box. And that's a lot of times the cue to run the ball. Was it a case where Michigan State, in a sense, baited Penn State into running the ball instead of throwing?
So I was very careful with how I've talked about and written this, because I don't think that Penn State is stupid enough to be baited into doing that. I think it was a conscious decision that they were doing that, because early in the game, and this is when I went back and looked at it, because in the second half, it was extreme. Their safeties were 20 yards off the line of scrimmage. But I think it was more the conditions and the fact that they didn't have Rashid Walker at left tackle against one of the better pass rushing units in the Big Ten, snow or not. Maybe they overcorrected for that particular situation, but in the first half, they were throwing the football. It wasn't like they went away from it when Michigan State was playing two high safeties in the first half. So, to me, the biggest factor that changed were the weather conditions and how it kept snowing and getting worse and worse and worse and heavier as the game went on. But yes, it was a factor. And when Penn State was able to hit those plays, they got 9, 7, 8 yards on runs, which they've not been doing all season long. So just, to me, it's one of those situations where when it comes to when you lose the game, whatever you did was wrong. And I don't really want to have retroactive sort of analysis like that, considering what we do know about the game, which is a fact that it was snowing very hard, and that does play a factor into it. But yes, the safeties were another part of it. That's for sure.
Poor T. Frank, thinking we can't use hindsight in making judgments here. But the fact is, T. Frank, you know, going into this game, and the no doubt the snow was a factor in this game. But with that said, it did appear when they did throw the ball, and even late in the game when they were down 10 points, they did go to the length of the field and score. Jahan Dotson targeted eleven times with eight completions.
They got sacked twice, or immediate pressure on one play, and sacked into 4th and 24. So yes, it did work, and I agree. They should have been more aggressive on 3rd and 4th down when they needed those critical yards. But I guess my point is, it's not as egregious as it's being talked about. It's not like this is the biggest failing, and there was no reason whatsoever that they didn't throw the football. I think that's being overstated. And that's the part I guess I'm pushing back on, is it wasn't so terrible that Penn State was, big dummies that were goaded into running the football by a team that outfoxed them. They made a conscious decision that they didn't want to put the ball at risk, and then they didn't get the ball a lot in the second half. Like, that's plain and simple. They did not have possession of the football because of fumbles and because of long drives by Michigan State. So the number of plays plays into this, where, I mean, Peyton Thorne, this is the biggest difference to me in the game. On 3rd and 4th down, Peyton Thorne extended plays and forced Penn State's secondary to react and make second reaction plays in the snow. Brandon Smith, Ellis Brooks, they struggled to keep their zones and keep their footing when they have to adjust to the quarterback scrambling. The Penn State defensive line got no pressure that game, and Michigan State did. They got 4 sacks in the snow, so that is also part of the calculus. But when Peyton Thorne broke the pocket, it forced Penn State into some bad situations, and they did not adjust well to those things. Sean Clifford did not leave the pocket for the most part. He was not a mobile quarterback that was forcing that issue. So a lot of that stuff that Peyton Thorne was doing was the difference in the game, and he was being put in position to do those things on 3rd down. It wasn't like they were super successful on 1st or 2nd down. They were forced into that situation by 3rd and 8 and 3rd and 7, and then they just decided to throw the football. Penn State, in those situations, got more sacks than yards. Now, on the final drive, yes. That, I think, indicates they should have been more aggressive at times, but not the whole time.
You bring something up, and I realize small sample size, but Penn State was more successful on 4th and 24 than they were on 4th and 1, which I find a bit fascinating. Yes. You did bring up something else I wanted to ask you about. You said about Peyton Thorne was more of a factor, moving around in the pocket, extending plays. Sean Clifford, earlier in the year, I got the sense he was a factor either running the ball or being a threat to run the ball, and pulled up before he crossed the line of scrimmage, made a defender make a decision, come up to stop him from running or drop back to cover somebody, and Sean Clifford burned teams with that. This second half of the season, he's pretty much been a non-factor running the ball. Is this still the lingering injuries, in your opinion?
I don't know any other reason why. Yeah, I mean, it has to be, because it was a significant part of his game, and that's something James Franklin talked about regularly, of that's a part of his game, is scrambling. Now, the other part of it is teams were playing either they were keeping him in the pocket with blitzes, and they were bringing six to eliminate all of the running lanes, or they were playing coverage. So against Michigan State, they were playing much more coverage, and that's where the difference between Sean Clifford scrambling and breaking the line of scrimmage is man coverage versus zone. When he would scramble and run to the sideline, he's trying to break down those zones to find a receiver somewhere that comes open late. He stopped doing both of those after the Illinois game, for the most part. And then teams just pressured him and kept him in the pocket, and he willingly stayed in there for the most part. So, yeah, I expected him to be operational, is how I put it, after the Illinois game, into the Ohio State game, and then, of course, the Michigan game, where I thought that would be the opportunity for him to play that style the most. And none of that really happened. It happened a couple times in the first half against Michigan, but then he stopped doing it. And part of it was the way they were playing him, and he was better at finding players in zone coverage from the pocket anyway. So those opportunities against zone were turned into just throwing the ball down the field. So part of it is the way he was played, and part of it was, yeah, he stopped doing it as much. The Michigan State game, I thought it was a problem.
And mentioning a couple games where it looked like early in the game, I think it was the Ohio State game. It may have even been a planned quarterback run where he did get a first down, made a nice run, but it seemed like this week, Sean Clifford is as healthy as he's been all year, and maybe we saw that in the first 5 minutes of the game, but after he took a hit, he wasn't the same guy.
So I kind of keep quarterback runs, especially in the framework of this offense, separate from his scrambling, which is what I really focus on, because that's where the actual damage is done. The designed runs, I said this post-game, either he gets a lane and it's a big-time play because it's a broken play for the defense. Think last year versus Michigan State. They had a great play design. They had one-on-one basically with a linebacker. He got sucked up into the line of scrimmage, and Sean Clifford went for 31 yards and a touchdown. If there's any sort of trash whatsoever, the offensive line misses blocks, guys come into the play late. Sean Clifford is not a runner. He's not a guy that's going to make people miss. And when he tries to run, he looks like a guy that's being folded into a Murphy bed. So it's not the running.
All right. Very good, T. Frank. Stick around. That's the end of quarter one. Quarter two, we're going to continue the conversation about the Michigan State game.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.